Joined now by the Pro Bowler and the Hall of Famer, our radio analyst and our friend Mike Quick, joining me here on Eagles 360. Before we look ahead at the upcoming schedule here, Mike, the Eagles are 6-1. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's having a good time. It's indeed beautiful right now.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, this team, they're on a roll, regardless of the injuries and things that they've suffered throughout the early part of the season. This is a very good football team, great coaching staff, and you have to admire, love the play of number 11. That Monday night game, they showed the entire country what they're made of.
Yeah, it was almost – we've seen it, and we've seen it all come together here. It's kind of a coming-out party for the rest of the country. Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, and that's the only 100% verified way to buy those tickets. All right, Mike, we got a game on Sunday. We'll talk about that in a moment. And then it's Denver coming into town, and then it's a bye week. So really, we look at this season in segments, a two-week segment right here. At home, where the link has been rocking, the fans are into it, the city is electric.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I just look at the way Lincoln Financial Field went crazy on Monday night. And so now the fans have two more games at home to enjoy. And I think it's going to be electric. And it always is, especially now with this team on a roll. And as you said, everybody excited about this team at 6-1. And I do believe that that will continue over the next couple of weeks, the winning at the link.
Yeah, got to keep winning in the next challenge, as you say, the next time to go 1-0 here is on Sunday. San Francisco comes to town. So let's take a look at the 49ers, our first look presented by Whip Flea. And on paper, Mike, when you look at San Francisco, it is not impressive. They are winless. They've got a new coach. They've got questions up and down the lineup. You know, there aren't a lot of really recognizable names. There's no standout names, stars. But they've been competitive for the most part until they went to Dallas last week, or until they hosted Dallas last week.
Well, and you don't want that one win. I don't think this team is going to go 0-16 to 49ers, and you don't want that win to be in your house. So all teams in the National Football League, they have the ability to win a game. And the Eagles have to make sure that they're dotting their I's, they're crossing their T's, and they're not taking this team for granted. When they line up against the 49ers, they have to make sure that they're on point. And I think one of the things they have to get back to, Dave, is getting LeGarrette Blount into the game and establishing the run game once again.
So do you think that the Eagles, look, if you're Carson Wentz, you're standing up there, you're looking over the defense. If you see 7 in the box, you're going to run it.
Yes.
If you see 8 in the box, you're going to throw it.
Yes.
It's about matchups. Will teams try to stack the box here and take away the run, and then go after Vitae at left tackle? I mean, what will defenses do now that they've seen this offense for 7 games, and now that the Eagles have a major question mark, let's be honest, at left tackle?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I think teams will try and they will at least test Vitae and see how well he's going to hold up against their pressure packages and against them trying different ways to get at Carson Wentz. If he's able to hold up, then they have to try and find some other weak spot. It's always about breaking down protection, first of all, for defenses. And if they're able to break down the protection and using Vitae or attacking Vitae to break down the protection, then that's what they're going to do. If they have success, they'll keep at it. But if he's able to hold them off, or if Carson's able to make plays against that pressure, then it's a whole different story.
San Francisco, by the numbers, 28th in total defense, 393.1 yards per game allowed. 29th in rush defense, 134.5 yards a game.
Yeah.
25th in pass defense, 259 yards a game. There's not much going on that side of the ball for defensive coordinator Robert Saleh.
Well,
you know anything about it?
I don't. Yeah. And I don't know much about the way they run their defenses right now, but I can, looking at the numbers, there's not much there to hold, to put your hat on.
Yeah.
So,
and their best defensive player, Eric Armstead, out with an injury, so that really hampers what they can do up front.
Well, and when you look at it on paper, Dave, and you look at, of course, their record, you just have to say, okay, the Eagles are favored by a whole lot. But again, in the National Football League, I think anyone can win. So they have to still be on their game.
C.J. Beathard, I guess he's the grandson of Bobby Beathard. Is that what it is? Bobby Beathard, the longtime GM in the NFL, Washington Redskins, San Diego Chargers. C.J. Beathard is, I think you'd look at as a trial quarterback here for the 49ers, who are going through their who-are-we phase under new head coach Kyle Shanahan. They've got a good wide receiver in Pierre Garçon. We know that he has hurt the Eagles in the past.
Yep.
C.J. Beathard is a scramble, not a big arm, young quarterback making his second career start here. You'd expect Jim Schwartz to find out about his defense without that big missing piece in the middle, Jordan Hicks.
I think without Jordan Hicks, you know, they're in a quandary, but I think Jim Schwartz figured it out on the fly in the game on Monday night, and I think they'll figure it out. Even if you bring Malcolm Jenkins down and he plays more like a linebacker in a lot of what they do, especially when they go 11 personnel, when they have three wide receivers on the field, when you're expecting them to throw the football and then they'll run the football, and that's kind of what I expect to see them do. But Malcolm Jenkins can get down in the box just like a linebacker and be as effective as a linebacker. And, oh, if they are going to throw the ball in those situations, he certainly can defend in the pass game.
So then you are counting on Corey Graham to play more at safety. Had a big interception the other night.
Yep.
And then it's also an opportunity for this Eagles defense, and specifically Michael Kendricks now,
yes,
to be a full – he's been looking for the opportunity. Yep. Now is the opportunity to be a full-time linebacker. How do you approach that, Michael? Are you healthy with the hamstring?
Yeah.
Big moment here for Michael Kendricks.
Well, and I think if you look back in the – there are a couple of games where you didn't have Jordan Hicks for a period of time. Nigel Branham, he filled in as the middle linebacker. He had the communicator in his helmet, so he's lining up everybody. He understands the defense. Remember, Nigel Branham was in Buffalo with Jim Schwartz,
right,
so he knows the defense. He's one of the guys that would help Jim Schwartz when he first came here to teach the defense to everybody. So if he's the guy that has the communicator, if he's the guy that's lining everybody up, at least you start on the right page with everybody in their right position. Then it's just a matter of making plays, and Michael Kendricks should have a big opportunity now to be a bigger part of this defense.
Your thoughts, Mike, on Joe Walker, second-year linebacker, seventh-round draft pick last year, as his role increases also?
I think his role increased. I think in the run game, Joe Walker is going to be solid. Where he's going to have problems is when they put 11 personnel or multiple receivers on the field when he's got a drop in coverage. And I think a lot of linebackers, especially young linebackers, that's where they struggle.
So you're really, I guess, asking a lot. Jim Schwartz is going to have to be very astute, mixing and matching, recognizing personnel.
Yeah.
And matching up against that personnel.
But I think he's been really good at that. If
yeah.
you look over the games, the first seven games of this season, he's been really good at matching personnel. And probably the best thing that this defense has going for it is the ability up front for those guys, the down four guys, to break down protections and get to quarterbacks.
One final piece of information about the Niners and the Eagles as we look at this matchup. Really interesting statistic, which I think is so key in the NFL. Eagles converting over 50% of their third downs. That's best in the NFL.
Yeah.
The Niners giving up 49.5% of third downs defensively. That's 32nd in the NFL. So on paper, Mike, it looks great, but this is the NFL, and we'll see. Hey, if there's ever going to be a letdown game, this is the letdown game, and that would be really disappointing with what is at stake for the Eagles, the opportunity to keep amassing victories.
See, I don't think that it'll happen, the letdown, just because of the elder statesmen on this team, the older guys, the veterans who have been around for a long time, and the coaching staff, the way they approach each and every day, and the way they go about their business. I don't anticipate a letdown at all.
Okay, that is our Whip Flea first look at the San Francisco 49ers, the opponent on Sunday.